Okay. Just want to say, first of all, thanks for being here. And I think we're all appreciative and grateful for the opportunity to be here and witness this historic moment in sports. And it wasn't just about one guy. And that was made, nobody understands it more than the one guy we're talking about. It was about a team. It was about a city, about a fan base, about a great sport, you know, about a great career. It's humbled to be a part of it. It's a great victory, and I just am very grateful to our players, our coaches, and our organization for the effort they put out there today to make this a winning effort on such an important day. Also, as far as the Colts, congratulations to the Colts, to Chuck Pagano. He's a great football coach. He's a great man. They have a great football team. That Andrew Luck, he's going to be around for a long time. He made play after play out there. Just hats off to them. I thought they played exceptionally well. Okay.
Sean, what did you think of your offensive line's performance?
I felt great about it, Mike. You know, I thought they played really well. Thanks for bringing it up. I mean, to have two pass rushers like that coming off the edge and to control those guys for the most part throughout the game is a pretty incredible accomplishment. As you know, we flipped a couple guys around with the injury to Ja Reed. I think it's a credit to all those guys. It's a credit to Andy Moeller, a credit to the fact that KO could move into guard, to that Mike could flip over to the right side, and that Bryant McKinney could step in there and play as well as he did. And, you know, he's been practicing so well the last 2-3 weeks. And you could just tell he was getting healthy, and it was time for him to play. And that's just the way it ended up working out with Ja's injury. So, yes, those guys did a great job.
Coach, everyone to put in Ray for the last play.
Yeah.
You know, obviously some emotion there. And that, and how would you assess the way he played? Just, you know, it wasn't just a return, but...
Right. Well, it seems like he played really well. You know, I thought Ray played exceptionally well. We have to look at the tape and see kind of, you know, the nuances of that. But, you know, he's been really working hard. We've talked about his rehab and just the kind of man he is. I thought he played really well. He's a heck of a football player. You know, it's always so funny to hear people say, well, he's not the same as he was 10 years ago, you know. Who is, you know? None of us. But he's found different ways to play the game and play it so well. So he's still a great football player. As far as the last decision, that was probably inspired from above, I guess. You know, that was just an idea from a higher power. And it worked out pretty well. No, as a matter of fact. Steve actually suggested we put him in there at running back at some point in time and give him the ball. We said we'd nix that one, but it was a neat moment, wasn't it? It was a neat moment.
So that wasn't planned out at all.
No, no, that came up as soon as we got the ball back.
Coach, 10 minutes before the game, every fan was in their seat with eyeballs in the tunnel. How about yourself? Were you making sure you watched?
I had my eyeballs on the tunnel as well. You know, it was walking up and down and feeling the crowd. Every seat was full. You know, really in warm-up, it was probably 4 fists full. There was very few. Everybody watched the whole warm-up. And then just to feel the energy in the crowd. I think, you know, Baltimore fans are great football fans. Just the tradition here goes back years and years. And we're talking, 60, 70 years of great football here. Ironically, we play, you know, the Colts, who, you know, I think we've gotten to the point here in Baltimore. Maybe everybody has it. Maybe some people will be mad at me for saying this. But we sure respect them, you know. And the people there in that organization, and for it to, you know, kind of work out the way it did today is it's hard to explain.
John, there may be no other player in any franchise history who's been drafted in the first round and gone on to be, throughout the duration of the franchise, one of the greatest in their sport. What emotional impact do you think this has for the team and the city as a whole of Ray Lewis's retirement?
Well, it's got to be dramatic. You know, it's going to be something that you guys, with time to think about it, we'll write some great stories about it, you know, and I can't wait to read them. And you'll probably teach me a thing or two about what it means. I think it means a lot. I think it's you feel it right in here. You know, you feel it at your core. And I know the people of Baltimore feel that way. The Baltimore fans are so proud of Ray Lewis.
What do you think about the way Paul Kruger played
today? On another note, Paul Kruger played I thought he played well. I saw him get to the quarterback a whole bunch. Had a bunch of quarterback hits. I don't know how many sacks he had. Maybe you can help me with that. Two and a half. He played tremendously well. Paul's having a great year. He's done a great job.
Joe, what sort of adjustments were made on offense? Bolden didn't have a catch in the first half, and the second half he kind of took off.
Well, I don't think there was any adjustments other than the fact that, you know, Joe got to him in the progressions a little bit. You know, he put a couple out there when he was covered, too, and, you know, Q came up with a ball. It wasn't like we didn't throw it to him earlier. I think we targeted him once or twice early. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought we did, and we didn't complete him. So You know, we did a great job of, we were very efficient on offense. I think we were averaging 9 yards per carry or per play, 9 yards per play until we took a knee there at the end. So we didn't have as many plays as we like to have, but we sure were having success with our plays.
John, any update on Danelle Allerby?
Sprained ankle. I don't know how serious it is. We'll have to see.
John, what may be overlooked is Joe Flacco's play in this game. What did you think of his performance overall?
You know, thanks. Joe made some tremendous throws. He made some throws under pressure. With those two guys coming off the edge, he got hit a couple times when he made the throws. I thought Joe threw the ball downfield incredibly well. He had a couple comebacks with people in his face, with our receivers making some strong catches, and a couple downfield throws on nine routes that were just tremendous throws. He played at a really high level.
How can you recalibrate emotionally to go on to play in the next round? That's a big job for you, isn't it?
Well, it's a good point. But the foundation of the game was not emotion. You know, you can't play a 60-minute football game on emotion. You've got to go play football. You've got to go play well. You've got to play this play efficiently and effectively. To me, you just don't do that on emotion. Emotion wears out really fast. So we'll carry forward. We'll still be emotional and enthusiastic, but the fact that we play well, that's what's important.
John, your thoughts on getting a chance to face the Broncos again and come that loss? Because...
Right, you're from Denver, right? Boston, okay. What are you doing here? we're looking forward to it. It's exciting. You know, in the playoffs, you play great teams. I mean, every single team you play is a great football team. I like the fact that our team has been here before. We've made this six-day turnaround road trip three other times. This will be our fourth time in 5 years, playing a road game on a short week, so we know how to do that. And we've got a lot of respect for them. I mean, Denver came in here and played really well against us and beat us pretty good. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to go play him again.
John, can you explain the decision just to have Pierce close out the game? I mean, obviously it worked. He was running well at the end of the game.
You know, it really wasn't any decision other than the fact that we think we have two good guys that can play. You know, it was we like both those guys in that situation. And, you know, Bernard's earned the right to be in those kind of situations. I like both our backs a lot.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
And we got Joe right here. Thank you.